That's what I'm talking back and forth with kids about. And out of that, I said, I start talking about when you play, when Charlie Parker said, forget all that stuff that you learned, he was actually saying, forget your ego. Because when you're free of that, you have a story to tell. You have your imagination is at work. Your imagination about that, you play what you wish. I would say challenge yourself to play how you would wish the world to be. There's a movie, Humphrey Bogart, The Way He Walks. I was watching Humphrey Bogart watching it on the screen one time. He said, I like the way he walks. Maybe I can play that. Can you play that?
Or the way he throws the punch.
Yeah, the way he throws the punch. Cagney, you know. And or something you read. The first book I read all the way through when I was 12 years old in recess in grammar school, lunch hour, was Water Babies. And we recorded, and after I left Miles, here comes Miles out with this album called Water Babies. So Miles is retaining, if he didn't read the book, he's retaining something. Some of the comments he would say to me on the bandstand while Herbie soloing and all that, he would say, ask me, you ever feel like playing music that doesn't sound like music? And then the other time he said, can you play as if you don't know how to play? You have to go to those extents to forget this thing about being a perfection, to being the one that can do this and do that. I can play like a violin on on a saxophone. I have a pretty good idea that Charlie Parker really listened to Art Tatum a lot. And
what makes you say that?
Because it doesn't sound like he was trying to play like a pianist, but there's something about the essence of the harmonic story that he could do his own. He's going for, working for his own way of creating that warmth and excitement and adventure and phrases and all that. Because when Charlie Parker played, I was with Ray Brown one time. I played one job with him at the Russian River Festival. And he told me, he said he was at the Minton's Playhouse. He said he was young, he walked in there, and Charlie Parker was there, and saw him for the first time. He said, man, he said, Wayne, I didn't know what he was doing. He said, but it sounded correct. So I'm thinking, listen to the word correct, sounded correct. So maybe when you elaborate on, carry a word to its nth degree, I said correct could mean not just musically correct, but it's like a film there. It's like he had something, a head, like a beginning, a middle, and a, he had this once upon a time, and then a lot of guys said, what are you gonna say after you do once upon a time? You start your solo. He said, don't ever start a solo or playing with your handcuffs on.